All right, good enough. All right, here we go. A song that sold me on 5 seconds. Let's do it.
Let's go. Ain't no room for hesitation up in here. It's time to leave it on the field. Because it's game time. It's time to make your hard work pay off. Make your mom and dad proud. Make your opponent pay the price. It's time to step up and get it done, son. You go hard or you go home. From the first whistle to the last. Bring it all day, every play. Because you know your boys are going to put on the line for you. They got your back, so you better have theirs. This is about the team. It's about pride. It's about who's the hungriest. So what's it going to be, man? You going to leave it on the field or you going to leave it inside? You going to leave it with something in your tank or you going to do what champions do? Leave nothing. Leave nothing.
Welcome, everyone, to the official podcast of the TPS NFL, the PlayStation Show Network Fantasy League. Not to be confused with the PlayStation Show National Football League. I am E99999, and this is your Week 8 update. Who's with me? You guys say your own names. The brownest guy in the room, say your name.
Hold on, I'm finding out who's going to win the World Series.
Wait, who's...
brownest guy in the room.
Wait a minute. Who's saying this? Like, where is this information? Is it getting simulated somewhere?
The prediction from MLB 12, the show.
Oh, okay. So what's the prediction?
Hold on, I'm on game 6 right now.
Wait, you're simulating it?
No, I'm watching the YouTube video. It's so on ESPN.
So wait a minute. ESPN is showing like a highlight reel of the simulated World Series in MLB.
They're going over each game. Like the Giants couldn't make the comeback in game 5. That was an epic one.
Oh, okay.
Right now I'm on game 6.
So it's at least 6 games. Who has the lead right now?
I don't know. I skipped ahead. I just wanted to know who won.
In the fake World Series being simulated in MLB.
The Giants just got a 2-run homer.
Bottom of the 9th. Down 3 games to 2.
The Detroit Verlanders are going to win. Pretty obvious.
It's really obvious.
Oh, the Giants just won the World Series.
The Giants won in 6 games.
Yes.
Over the Detroit Tigers. Well, we know that that's not going to happen because the Tigers have this in the bag.
I just saw it happen.
Well, but it's not really going to happen. I know what you thought you saw, but that's a lie.
All right, we'll see.
I got the Tigers in 6. I got the Tigers
now
in 6.
I don't
6.
Even have to watch the World Series.
I got the Tigers in 6. Canada, you give me your prediction. Since
MLB
12, the show,
Tigers in 5.
Tigers in 5, wow. McLean?
I don't have a prediction. I already watched it. It's Giants in 6.
Giants in 6. What about you, Franchise? Come on. You know the Tigers got this. You're a big baseball guy.
I'm going to roll with the Tigers. I'm going to roll against everybody else.
Really?
Yep.
Why?
I don't know.
Tigers are amazing. They have the best players.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm rolling against San Francisco.
Oh.
I don't like those guys.
They like touching the D for real.
Oh.
In San Francisco. Isn't that their thing? I'm pretty sure it's their thing.
They smoke a lot of weed, too.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Wow.
They play Diablo.
Hey, we're talking about my life now.
Okay. They're always too busy, and they have to let you know that they're busy.
Yeah. What is up with that guy? What is up with that guy that tells you you're busy? Oh, I'm busy. I'm too busy playing Diablo. Really? Like, we need to know that. Like, we care, right? We don't care.
That's insulting.
Yeah. And actually,
I'm playing Diablo because my team sucks.
Yeah, don't tell us what you're doing when you were accidentally at it, okay? Nobody asked. Actually, you just started responding before I could kick you from the chat, from the accidental chat you were added to, okay?
Yeah.
So don't tell us you're busy. And we're not talking about you, Bourne. You get pass.
We're not talking to you. You're cool.
Yeah, you get pass.
I'm talking to San Francisco.
Yeah, talking about people from San Francisco.
Hey, he's not far from San Francisco either.
I know.
Is that why he's a fan?
Oh, I thought you were going to go a different direction there.
Well, you know. You know the fans of San Francisco, their wrists are kind of limp.
Limp wrists?
They like to say, wiener, 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 wiener.
All right, let's talk about the Michigan Wolverine Nation.
How they got beat.
No, they didn't get beat. What are you talking about? It was a classic Big Ten game. Two powerhouses collide.
Two terrible teams collide.
One amazing team and one extremely overrated team.
Right.
And the best team won.
An amazing team.
Oh my gosh, this was classic Big Ten football. And if you know anything about classic Big Ten football, you know it's some of the best football you can watch.
Next to playing Madden 13.
So there's like 10 interceptions.
Oh, and the defense, man. That's the thing about Big Ten football. If you want to watch real defense, teams playing disciplined defense, staying home, hard hits, making stops. You want to watch Big Ten football, you want to watch Michigan State. If you like football in its purest form, because everyone knows that if you want to watch basketball, if I want to watch basketball, Bob Griffin, I'll watch basketball, okay? Okay, Baylor? If I wanted to watch basketball, I'll just watch basketball. If I want to watch football, I'm watching the Big Ten, I'm watching Michigan and Michigan State 12-10.
Wait. Answer me this. When's the last time somebody from the Big 12, or the Big 10, I'm sorry, the Big 10 gone near a bowl game?
Excuse me? Gone near a bowl game?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Are you seriously disrespecting the Big 10 like that?
Yes, I am. When was the last time they went near a real bowl game?
Are you kidding me? A real one. Are you kidding me right now? Michigan was in a real bowl game last year. Michigan beat down whoever they played last year.
Nobody.
Was it like the Mako Bowl?
Whoa. Wow. Really?
Or the bowl game in Canada?
Oh, there's a bowl game in Canada?
We have a bowl game?
Gross.
They might have canceled it, but they called it like International Bowl.
Because it's
out of the country, and it's right in Canada.
We would probably do that.
Everyone remembers the epic matchup last January 3rd, when Michigan, down at the All-State Sugar Bowl, took down Virginia Tech. Took them down, showed them what Big Ten football is all about.
And that's what is Big Ten football all about?
What do you mean? Big Ten football is about stops, it's about hard hits. It's about
making plays.
Three and outs.
That's Big Ten football. You know what the best compliment to the other team in Big Ten football terms is? Not scoring a touchdown. Not scoring an offensive touchdown. That's a compliment. And Michigan then scoring the touchdowns. Four field goals. That is Big Ten football at its finest.
That's terrible football. No touchdowns, really?
12-10. That's Big Ten football.
Yeah. Terrible football.
Like I said, if you want to go and watch basketball on grass, fine. But if I want to watch basketball, I'm just going to watch basketball, okay? I'm just going to make it simple for myself.
Why do they have multiple kickers?
What do you mean?
I'm looking at the box score
for
Michigan's field goals.
Yeah.
And one of them was made by a different guy
from
the other three.
Well, you got your inside of 40 guy and then your outside of 40 guy. See? Guy with the big leg kicks it from outside the 40. Guy with the not-so-big leg kicks it inside the 40.
Why would you even want that guy, then? The one who can't kick.
What do you mean? Sometimes you need accuracy, and sometimes big, fat leg guy doesn't have the accuracy. He just has the leg.
What if it's right at the 40?
Ooh, coin flip.
Coin flip?
That's Big Ten football.
Actually, you know, you rock, paper, scissor it. They're just both on the sideline. Rock, paper, scissor. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, God.
That's Big Ten football.
Wake me up when it's over.
Franchise, you sound injured. Wow. I can tell you're not a fan of real football.
I'm not a fan of real garbage.
I can tell that by your fantasy team, too.
I won, didn't I?
Did you? All right, let's get into the matchups. Wait, is there a Brown Bomber update?
A Brown Bomber or a Brown Bomber?
Brown Bomber.
Blue Bombers.
Blue Bombers. Is there a Blue Bomber update?
Let me say, hey, there's a Brown Bomber update all day. Somebody just needs to go to the bathroom. That's all the Brown Bombers you need.
So what the Blue Bombers do? Do they go to the bathroom?
They got a win this week.
Oh.
Against Toronto.
Ooh.
Everybody beats Toronto.
Yeah, everyone does beat Toronto.
And the great Ricky Ray.
Yeah. Sure.
So that's it? Isn't their season over?
The they're done. So it's just a waste of time.
They're done.
How are the Lions doing?
I don't know if I like the Lions.
They're doing pretty good, right?
Whatever, they're a bunch of frauds.
You mean how they got angry? You're talking about the Detroit Lions, right?
DC Lions.
Oh, DC. Boo. Next.
See?
Do the Blue Bombers play Big Ten football?
No, they scored some touchdowns.
Yeah. Oh. Totally disrespecting. Nobody in the Big Ten scores touchdowns. All right, let's get into our update. Week 7 update. And let's talk about the biggest matchup of the week right off the bat. The 6-0 TPS NFL Bums going against the 3-3 TPSN Rough Rider. And like everyone knows, the Bums are a fraud. They're a complete and utter fraud. Easiest schedule in the league, beating up against terrible teams, and their 6-0 record did not reflect how good a team they had or have. Rough Riders, some bad beats early on in the season. The 3-3 record does not show what a dream team they have right now. And, of course, the Rough Riders exposed the Bums for the frauds they are with the 28-point victory.
How many points did Calvin Johnson score this week?
What do you mean?
3.
I'm just asking, how many?
He could have scored negative. It didn't matter. I had this thing wrapped up on Sunday afternoon. It's all about
the
exposing.
The Bums didn't play this week?
What do you mean?
Yeah, they didn't play.
What do you mean they didn't play?
Andy Dalton?
Yeah.
Not their quarterback.
Who's their quarterback?
Michael Vick.
Oh, stop.
Toby Gerhart?
Yeah, Toby Gerhart.
He got 0. That's a good day for him.
He had bad luck. His main running back went down.
Yeah, you didn't beat anybody.
That was his backup.
Andy Dalton was projected to get more points than 6.
See? Follow the projections. Come on.
Never follow the projections because they lie.
I tend to. I'm not doing so hot.
All I know is that I lost a player during the game, during the matchup, and I still won by 28 points.
He didn't have Brian Hartline.
Completely exposed.
That's 30 points.
The Bums.
30 points on a bye week.
Absolutely.
Oh, you got so lucky.
Exposed. And like I told him, 93 points is my low end.
But weren't you supposed to score 200?
This league has been put on notice. 93? That's the minimum you need to score to beat.
McLean, am I correct in saying that?
What?
He called last week that he was going to score 200 points.
Yeah, he did.
I did?
Yeah.
Is that documented anywhere?
It's on the board.
He was a little short.
Is it my fault?
We're talking about his height.
Is it my fault that Calvin Johnson has to play with Matt Stafford? Is that my fault?
Calvin Johnson's injured.
Stop.
Yeah, you're just lucky he didn't get taken out. He was getting pushed around like a little girl.
Stop. Everyone knows you need to fear the Rough Riders because with their dream team and dropping 93 on a regular, this league
93?
This
league. I get that on the bye week, on a bad week.
This league is on notice. Well, let's see what you did this week.
All right.
Okay. Well, Brownies. Brownies versus Team Canada. All right, break it down for me.
All right. Well, I got 112. I believe that's more than 93.
I believe that was the highest score this week, wasn't it?
I believe so.
But let's look and see how you got that 93.
Okay. All right. Where do you want to start?
Adrian Peterson.
Everybody got in double digits.
Fluke.
I would call that a fluke.
Big time.
Peterson?
Fluke. Yeah.
No. Not Peterson.
Who then? Who you calling a fluke?
His entire team got like double digits.
Oh, that's a fluke, right?
Yeah.
Called out Peterson.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fluke. I mean, let's be honest here. Romo's performance? Fluky.
Wasn't even a good performance.
Well, what's his good performance? His 5 interceptions?
Carolina is awful. Any quarterback goes up against Carolina.
Yeah, that's free points.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that. And actually, Curly? Ahmad Bradshaw versus Washington, he can't play them every week.
Who?
Bradshaw.
He didn't even do well either.
And Peterson? He's not playing Arizona every week either.
Arizona's supposed to be a top defense.
And let's be honest here. Curley is only going to get to play New England one more time. So he'll break double digits once more.
He's done it two out of the three times.
This is such a fluky win. It's not even funny. Really? The Vikings defense, 17 points?
Yeah. It was almost more, but it took one touchdown away.
The only thing that I say is legit is Miles Austin. That's the only legit score. Because he did
only
what he
fluke
usually
was
did.
Witten that mean? He didn't get into double digits.
Wow, your team's so bad. Like, I know how this looks. Like, you see all these players getting double-digit points, and you're thinking,
all of them.
I have a good team. But I'm telling you, don't fall into the trap. This is what happened to Canada.
No, I'm pretty sure this never happened to Canada.
Don't believe the hype. This is your ceiling, and you hit your ceiling against a bad team.
That was his best week.
You wasted a good week on Canada. Sorry, Canada. No offense, but...
I should trade all my best players, which is my entire roster, to you.
I mean...
That's what Canada would do, I assume, in this situation.
Well, Canada, let's talk about your team a little bit here.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, maybe we should, because they're so bad, I don't want to...
All I'm going to say, is Ben Jarvis Green Ellis and Alex Green, couldn't go up toe-to-toe against Ahmed Bradshaw and Adrian Peterson.
That was the difference?
That was the difference. And Kobe Fleener.
Okay, keep going.
I outscored him at every position.
Yeah, you gotta keep going, because it couldn't be just the running backs and your tight end. It has to be a little bit more than that. He almost doubled you up. Actually, he more than doubled you up. No.
No.
It was close.
You can't do math.
It was close. Alright, next matchup. I'm sorry. But I stole all your best players. You gave me...
I'm giving Fred Jackson back.
Yeah, you got him back. Next week. Strength Trash Homie versus Team Chuck Norris. Team Chuck Norris won 11. Putting Trash Homie back in his place where he belongs in the losing, side. And, I guess when, CJ2K comes to play, he comes to play. It's just too bad that he only comes to play like once every 4 weeks. So, I mean, he could, if Chris Johnson keeps doing this, JT could ride him into the playoffs. He won't win a playoff game, but he could ride him into the playoffs.
Win a playoff game.
Huh?
He could win a playoff game.
You think?
Yeah.
Maybe? I mean, he still has Dwayne Bowe, Ryan Matthews on the bench, Marco Murray's going to come back eventually. Tony Gonzalez has turned into good Tony Gonzalez again.
Still one of the best defenses in the league.
I mean, things are looking up for JT right now. Straight trash, you did all right, but when you don't start Nate Washington, what do you think is going to happen? I've warned you about this before. You left 17 points on the bench in week 3, and now you're leaving double digits on the bench in week 7. Nate Washington is a must-start in a 14-team league.
In the Redskins D.
It's a no-brainer. In the Redskins D?
Yeah, you got to play the Redskins D.
You do?
Yeah.
Why?
That's a must-start.
They are?
They went
so
up against...
You would have started Nate Washington over Torrey Smith?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, Torrey Smith only had 2 games. In 2 games, emotional, you know, he's living on a high or whatever. Trying to get things done. But then he came back down to earth, okay? And he turned back into Torrey Smith.
As told by E. Diddy.
Never start Torrey Smith in a 14-team league.
Besides the game that he blew up on, right?
Right. And then when that happens, I'm going to come on CBS NFL Update and say, why didn't you start Torrey Smith? That's how these things work right now. All right, who's next? Who'd you play, Franchise?
Hell, I don't know.
You played Deepest Bros. Oh, my God. Yeah. So
he had a free win.
Yeah, you got a free win because he had two players on bye.
I wouldn't even call it a win.
Yeah, he had two players on bye, but everyone else scored, and he still got 50 points. You kind of squeaked one out here with only 64, and you left 21 on the bench. For some reason, you're still starting Michael Crabtree.
Yeah, I had no choice. I couldn't trust, I couldn't trust Cobb.
Why? He's like their main target.
This week.
And last week. And then 2 weeks before that.
Oh, you should have stopped it.
2 weeks, 2 weeks before that, he had like six
seven
points.
Catches, 12 targets.
He's had games of, this was the best game he's had all season.
Agreed.
It's hard to trust him.
But they were throwing the ball all over the place. And, Aaron Rodgers was hitting everyone. I think he only had five incompletions all game.
Aaron Rodgers is back.
I mean, he was never gone, but if he was gone, then I would say he's back.
Yeah, the Bros didn't set their lineup this week.
That's a shocker.
Yeah, free win.
Free win. So you should actually have lost this game, right? You agree that you should be 4-3 right now?
No.
And kind of an exposed fraud? Well, that's because a fraudulent win. If there's anything that you can say is a fraudulent win, it's a win in which you score 64 points and the other team doesn't set their lineup and scores 50. That's a fraudulent win.
He would have beat me.
Good thing you didn't play Canada this week.
I play him this week.
Last week.
I don't have a bunch of people on my lineup that are in bye weeks again.
Are you calling it?
Am I calling it? I'm calling it.
I'll call it. He'll beat me for sure.
Alright, the guy who's too busy for us, playing Diablo, when we didn't even ask, and accidentally invited him to the Skype call, versus TeamBSAddiction.com, and Addiction was talking all kinds of smack on Twitter, and he only won by 3.
Yeah, the smack word, he said, early in the week, can I just have my win already?
This was a good matchup.
Wow.
Well, he doesn't talk. He doesn't talk big talk. Until the game hasn't played. But then during the game, during the matchup, you don't hear anything until he's kind of clinched it, right?
Well,
that, I mean, that's what I saw.
In all fairness, I think I saw him talking smack and saying, oh, Lazy Kings, you got this one.
So he's overreaction theater there, one way or another.
He comes back and says, I'm going to win. So he flip-flopped.
So,
he's Mitt Romney of the league.
So let me see here. Lazy Kings lost by 3, but they're still starting the Rams D. So he really does like the Ram and D. But that's true because they're not good.
He likes to get rammed by D.
Yes.
In San Francisco.
Yeah. You're ramming him hard.
Oh. Oh.
I mean, look at how they're hurting him. He just keeps coming back to the Rams D. And it's just, he can't handle it. It's too much for him.
You better do something about that. Guy who's too important and busy for us. He didn't even invite you to the Skype call.
Maybe he was too busy to set his line on.
Yeah.
He still didn't put Gibson in there.
Wow, really? He's the main target in St. Louis. He's like the only good wide receiver they have. He's averaging like 25 yards of catch. Come on.
And Josh Gordon.
Who?
Gordon?
Gordon? He's in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
All right, thanks. PlayStation Addiction, 76 points. You're going to have to do better than that, okay? Rough Riders setting the standard here at 90, 93, okay? How about we score a little bit more points, or you'll be losing in the playoffs to me. How about that for
talk? Well, he started T.Y. Hilton. Which
Who is T.Y. Hilton?
He's a Colts receiver, which is always a bad idea, playing a Colts receiver.
Except for if it's Reggie Wayne, which leads the league in receptions and targets.
Yeah, it's a bad idea.
Next match, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say he had balls to start T.Y. Hilton. Okay.
Thank you, Ken.
Let's go to Tomatoes matchup. All
right. Mismanaged Tomatoes versus I'm Not a Racist. Tomatoes loses 70-81, and his team looks worse than ever. Might have something to do with all the terrible trades he's been making. Might have something to do with he still is starting Joe Flacco, the worst quarterback in the NFL. Also,
this is his third loss in a row.
Yeah, he traded away Ray Rice and Marshawn Lynch.
I just want to say that me and Tomato have a lot in common.
Well, he actually has good players, but they're all on his bench.
He traded all of them away.
No, but he could have still won his matchups the last 2 weeks.
I can't figure out why he would give away Ray Rice. That's
I can figure that out for Matt Ford. Okay.
That's a keeper.
Well, last year, he made a trade that seemed dumb late in the season when he gave away A.J. Green for Jordy Nelson. And then Jordy Nelson was the only reason he won, because he scored like 50 in the championship. So it might seem dumb now.
No, it is dumb.
What is dumb now?
Yeah, it's still dumb.
That was dumb. Yeah. But Forte was hurt.
Nate Burleson already got injured, so it's already looking like a better trade.
He keeps starting Flacco.
I mean, you have Schaub. You gotta start Schaub. Look at him. Look at his picture.
Yeah, Schaub is winning
like a
right now.
Starting quarterback, if I've ever seen one.
Well, here is Schaub. It's a Whedon. You mean
Whedon. Whedon, Brandon.
Oh, wow. I gotta call his team straight trash. Jesus Christ. He's giving away everything. He gave away one of his best wide receivers. Both of his? I couldn't help but take it.
You were doing him a favor, right?
Yeah. Putting him in the loser's bracket.
You're welcome. I'm not a racist.
He's like the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Races is 4-3 now.
You know how the Pittsburgh Steelers come out and they win the Super Bowl? And then the next year, they're just trash.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the Steelers didn't deserve to win that year before.
Why?
But it's exactly like that.
It's not like that at all.
Yeah. Tomatoes is the Pittsburgh Steelers' his lead.
Oh, they're an amazing franchise that goes to the Super Bowl year after year. Sets the standard in the AFC. Is that what you mean?
He is a stain on the underwear of this league.
I would compare him to the Eagles.
Whoa!
You said stain of the league, of the underwear of the league, right?
Whoa!
I thought you said stain of the underwear of the league, so I'm
assuming. Yeah, I wasn't talking about the Detroit Lions.
Whoa! I think you're mistaking the Lions for the Cowboys. I can see how you could get that mixed up.
How many stains are on this underwear?
It's been flipped and turned around a couple times.
But the Cowboys are like a good stain, like a jizz stain. The Lions are like the poop in back.
That's a good stain?
The Lions are like diarrhea. Not even real poo.
What the hell is happening?
This is the TPS NFL update. This is why you come listen.
This is why B. Smith listens to us.
All right, there's one last matchup here.
There's one last stain.
Last stain to expose. Galabra, Bourne versus Winrar. And somebody awoke the beast. Team Renoir actually set his lineup this week.
Are we sure somebody awoke him, or it was just luck? Like, Glabra's bad luck.
This or that, tomato, tomato. He awoke, he was awakened. What's the difference, really?
I mean, do you think someone actually, betrayed Bourne and informed Winrar to set his lineup?
Why would somebody do that?
I don't know.
As a commissioner, I would want to know why somebody would do that.
I wouldn't do that.
Winrar should have won this. Mike Wallace and Fitzgerald put up 7 points combined. That's not going to happen again.
Ever. Now that he's setting his lineup, he'll make sure of it.
And he still lost. Wow. I'm sorry, Winrar.
I saw Bourne. He was a little shaky. He was a little concerned. Well, he didn't want to lose to Winrar to begin with because he hadn't been setting his lineup and he was 4-2. But then
must-win game, though, for Bourne.
Was it?
Yeah, he said must-win game.
Well, he came through in the clutch then. He set the right lineup, he had the right players, picked up the right free agents, and was able to hold off Winrar's attempt to setting his lineup. It's a great move. That's a sign of a playoff caliber team. I'm calling it right now. Bourne will make the playoffs, and he'll probably lose to me.
I think he'll beat you.
What?
Yeah.
Do you see how many points he scored? 84.
Yes.
That doesn't even come close to my basement point level.
That's almost yours.
That's a basement.
He has Ray Rice. So add about 15 to that.
Yeah, but he lost Matt Forte, so about 4.
He can beat you.
He can't beat me.
Well, subtract 17 from you, because you lost Freddy Krueger.
What do you mean?
But so now everybody's beating you.
But add 18 to me, because I got Antonio Gates.
You mean add zero?
Add 18. Actually, add 25 because I got Green also, running back from Green Bay.
I think you just lost to the Lazy King. After I did the math.
You lost to Diablo 3?
We didn't even invite him to this Skype call.
Yeah.
So don't tell us that you're busy.
Yeah. Diablo 3?
He had to put Vic Ballard in for Jamal Charles, too, so.
Well, Vic Ballard is beast, though. I mean, 20 carries, 84 yards. He didn't get a touchdown, but come on. He's a workhorse. I mean, he's getting fed, feeding the rock. He's ready to take over that job. I'm sorry, Brown, but you're out of here. Actually, they cut him. You didn't see that coming, did you? That's the last matchup. Let's see. I'm going to check the standings real fast. Ooh, wow, interesting. Rough Riders in second in the Black Division. Wow. Wow, they're really on a roll right now.
What's your record?
4 wins.
How many losses?
4 wins. I'm second in the Black Division.
Wait, how many wins do I have?
How many wins?
Yeah.
Oh, you're below me. You're way below me, actually. You only
I'm
have
below
a 0.429 winning percentage. You're way back. I mean, you're fourth in our division.
I'm doing really bad.
Yeah, you're way down there. Actually,
I'm not even close to you.
I need to scroll down just to see your team name. That's how far down you are.
You know how many games behind I am?
Yeah.
From you?
From me?
Yeah, from second place.
Sorry, it's blocked out. I can't see it.
You got to do some math?
That's not the real second place, though.
Well, what's the
franchise? Franchise is doing better than Rough Riders.
Oh, but it doesn't matter, the division, because all you got to do is, you know, win the division, which I'm going to. I'm going
to
win.
You don't even have to do that.
Yeah, that's true. You don't. 8 teams get in. You have to be really, really bad, like Canada bad, not to make it into the playoffs.
Whoa.
What? You do. I can't say Tipas Bros bad because they're not setting their lineup. I got to say Canada bad because he's trying.
How about right? Lazy King's bad?
Team Canada's better than Lazy King. Or not better than Lazy, so.
Actually.
Well, I gotta go Canada bad. I gotta go up the stats. Actually, you're right. Lazy King's bad, aka Brownie's bad. Because they have the same record.
Whoa.
But Brownies are as bad as Lazy Kings. Is that not true?
Lazy Kings, are they in the playoffs right now?
If the playoffs started today, the Lazy Kings are not. That must be a glitch.
What about the Brownies?
Yeah, that's definitely a glitch, because now that I see the Brownies are in, I can tell. I'm gonna email ESPN to get that fixed. I'm gonna point that out to them, that there's a glitch in the system.
Because
a
Straight Trash Homie is out right now. It's surprising.
Yeah, good for him. Maybe.
I could be playing the Brownies.
If the playoffs started today, you would be playing Brownies.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, especially because it's a glitch, so it wouldn't even count. You can't play teams that don't make the playoffs in the playoffs. That's a rule. I just made that rule. All right, next week, what's the big matchup next week? Week 8. I'm getting Straight Trash Homie, but I'm counting this as a win for me because I don't have my complete team yet. Once the trade goes through, you'll see my projected points bump up about 20 or 30, maybe.
So you're going to lose.
Like I said, I'm going to score around, you know, a minimum of 93 points. Brownies, you take
not too hundy?
Nah, not too hundy. I'm taking a week off, okay?
Alright.
Taking the week
next
off.
Week, you'll drop it even lower.
Brownies.
The bar's just gonna drop and drop.
Brownies versus tomatoes.
Put this on the board. He's gonna lose two of his valuable pieces this week.
Brownies versus tomatoes. Tomatoes could have beat you before you traded away all of his good players. Now you get a free win.
Wait, no, I've checked it from free weeks win. Ahead, and all his good players were on a bye this week.
Okay.
So he didn't matter in this matchup.
Wait a
minute. So he's actually better off now. This week.
Yeah, that's actually what I traded for was this week.
You traded for one game?
It's the Brownies. You gotta go hard.
Everybody brings their best against the Brownies.
No, I
you gotta bring your A game for Brownies.
No, that's not true.
He
when
did
Brown comes to town,
had his best
no.
performance against me.
No, I didn't bring my best. That's just what happened.
You got fluky.
I didn't fluky even watch play. The last game because I had it in the bag. I went to bed. So, I didn't bring my best. You haven't seen my best yet. All right, fine.
Well, I've seen your best.
Tomatoes. You know, what's going on here?
What do you mean?
Are you going to win?
I think I am. I think I've got a great chance this week.
No, you don't.
This is my turnaround week. Dude, Forte's running against Carolina.
Free win.
Nobody turns it around against the Brownies. That's not your turnaround game.
Carolina doesn't have a
When you play Brown, you turn it around. Boom.
Ooh, that is the saying.
Wait. I don't want to hear about you turning around for the Brown. I don't want to hear that. You're on mute, sir.
Wow. That's true. That's a good point, Francis. I'm glad you pointed that out.
And you know, the Brownies are hurting. You know, they don't got their tight end. Adrian Peterson has a chance of not playing.
No, he doesn't.
Okay.
No.
Probable, not certain.
Yep.
Percy purple Harvin's Jesus. P is for purple Jesus.
The P is for probably gonna dominate.
In all honesty, though, if Brownies start Romo, I have this game.
That's a good point.
In the smackboard, this matchup leaves good stains. Brownies will win this matchup. Great job. Great job, Canada. I'm voting for the tomatoes. Is that curse?
This matchup leaves the good stains. What does that mean?
You'll
find out.
You'll
find out.
Earlier, we had a great conversation. All right, next.
But I think.
Oh, go ahead. Quickly.
I think this is the week I get off the bubble.
I don't.
No, you need to beat the Brownies. Because this league has had about enough of them. Starting Romo and getting away with it, this league won't stand for that.
I'll lift the skirt.
Playing the Giants.
Lift the skirt.
This is his best game of the year when he beat the Giants.
Wait, the New York football Giants?
Yeah. Not the World Series champion Giants.
Alright, next matchup. Galabra versus PlayStationAddiction.com. I'm not sure.
It's to Galabra.
You think so? Galabra got this?
Galabra's gotta lift the skirt.
Yeah, definitely. Bowser's talking too much smack way before the games and then when they're already clinched. Not much in between. PlayStation Addiction.
You gotta slap them earlier in the season.
Let's see. You know, we'll see if Bowser's venereal disease pulls through for him this week. He had a disappointing showing last week, but, you know, I think that's going to be the turning point if Davis gets laid out.
What? You guys can't beat Bowser? Come on.
Somebody's
also, I want to note, guess who's injured out for now? Nate Burleson. Thank you, Bourne. Oh, broken leg. Jeez.
So he's out.
He's out for the season.
He's out. Dang.
Yeah.
Can I beat
You're lucky that wasn't Calvin Johnson.
How dare you? Don't try to curse him.
I told you.
Week 9.
Week 9 is over for him.
All right.
I bet something happened, like, with where they were on the field for that play. Like some Final Destination type thing where the curse was supposed to hit Calvin on that play.
He skated death. He escaped death. The clutches of
death. He escaped death.
What's coming for him? Oh, man. I'm going to be watching Lion games completely different for the rest of the season. All right, the Bubble Bowl. Team Winmar versus T-Piss Bros. Winmar's back, setting his lineup. T-Piss Bros has 4 buys. Somebody might need to awaken the beast. I don't know. Whoever does that, think about it.
But, and Winrar set his lineup, didn't he?
Somebody awoke the beast. And we don't know who, so.
So this is gonna be...
Snitch.
This'll be...
Snitches get stitches.
Yeah, who told Team Winrar he still is in the league?
Get stitches. League snitches get stitches. Okay?
Yeah.
Whoever...
Talk shit, get hit.
Yep. That's how we roll.
So everybody should be beating the hell out of you, huh?
Hey, I don't talk shit. I talk facts.
Oh, you talk shit.
Yeah.
And you probably
you talk
snitched.
Shit.
You probably snitched.
I didn't snitch. Why would I snitch to Winrar?
You're a snitcher.
In fact, I would put it on the board and say you snitched.
Are you a snitcher? You have a
snitch look.
I ain't no snitch.
You have a snitch look on your face.
What?
And you're giggling about it. The girls giggle. Stop it.
Hey, the ladies love the giggles.
Yeah, because you're one of them.
All right, next matchup, Team Canada.
Next matchup.
Team Franchise 254. Canada, you made some big-time trades. Hopefully they'll pay off. Donald Brown is still out. Sorry about that.
And the trade I just made, yep. Jackson's on bye. That doesn't help me.
You're welcome. Part of the reason
Law firm's on bye.
Part of the reason I traded him. pulling a tomato right there, trying to complete.
I got a pretty good spot with the waivers, though. If I pull this out, it'll be a miracle.
Who are you going to pick up off the waivers this week, though? Like,
I'm not telling you, snitch.
Okay, franchise. franchise.
I gotta ask Canada if she's got a hankering for Hankerson.
Stop.
I'm not gonna answer that.
Why I wanna punch you. Those types of things. Franchise.
You're not even attacking, he did it, he wants to punch you.
Yeah.
In the mouth.
Your team looks alright, you put Cobb back in, you finally have taken Michael Crabtree out. I'm assuming you'll be dropping him soon. You're okay? You think you're gonna pull this out?
What? Wait, are you questioning us? Seriously?
Definitely.
I think this is the week. I think this is the week Marshawn Lynch gets his knee taken out.
Good.
I'm hoping this is the week Marshawn Lynch gets his knee taken out.
I know you are. I know you are, snitch.
He's playing Detroit. Dominican Sue's gonna do what he does.
Pain will ensue.
And then he's gonna say, "Oh, that was a clean hit. I'm not a dirty player."
Well, no, he's not a dirty player. He just plays hard. I don't understand why people misconstrue.
He's not dirty. The NFL is too clean.
No, he just plays hard, and he leaves it all out on the field. What is wrong with that?
Well, I'll say it like this. He hasn't been playing hard this whole season. Looks terrible.
Wow.
I think it's the medication they have him on. See, what they should have done was said, "Hey, man, we need you to calm down a little bit. Here's some weed."
She should have got that from Roger Goodell. Goodell just here. Roger, yeah, try this. This will help you. He pulled him into the office. Like, chillax, man. Just chillax. Quit stomping on people.
We'll get somebody in here with some clean piss. We'll get you through the test and go on. Just smoke a little bit.
I wonder.
And not like tomato. He likes to smoke dicks.
Alright, Lazy Kings versus Bums.
Franchise said Tomato likes penis. Hilarious.
Lazy Kings.
I didn't say penis, I said dick.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, big difference.
Get it right. Jeez, fact check yourself. Lazy Kings versus Bums. Bums are gonna get exposed again. I'm sorry, I don't care if you get your players back. You're a bad team. You're 6-1.
They don't have their players back either. Jacoby Jones is on bye. Kevin Walters on bye. And he's got to rock Vic. No, he's got to rock Vic starting lineup.
Yeah, and he loses one of the best running backs in the NFL.
Isaac Redman.
You're going to get exposed again, Bums.
But
this time...
plays the Lazy Kings.
Yeah.
So he might still win.
Yeah, unless he brings over his Yahoo League team. The one that we always hear about him winning, but we never see it.
Lazy Kings has all his options. All he has to do is set his best lineup.
Oh, wait a minute. Jaquizz Rodgers is back. So he'll be back in the lineup. For sure.
Yeah. Well, I'll be.
That's true. LeSean McCoy is available, so he probably won't start him.
Jaquizzled over that play.
Trent Richardson's questionable, right?
Yeah, Trent Richardson's still up in the air. Like, he's actually questionable. He's not just like, he's questionable.
No.
Like, he's actually...
No, he's on the sideline crying. He's a little bitch.
Lays Kings, don't play no bitch players. Get that shit out of your lineup. He's got to... No, well, he has to get... Lays Kings still haven't set their lineup for this week. And we'll see if they do.
They're busy right now. They're busy.
Yeah, Lazy Kings is busy playing Diablo 3.
And we didn't even ask him to come on and talk with us.
He let us know.
But he let us know that he's busy.
Yeah,
wow.
Like he's important to us.
Wow.
Get out of here.
Accidentally
like he makes the show happen. Like he brings anything to the table.
Wow.
He does. He knows how to mispronounce everybody's name.
I can do that too, though.
Quiz. Yeah,
you do it too. Y'all are like brothers.
Jaquizz.
I think y'all are brothers, I think.
That's now you're crossing the line, franchise.
I cross lines every day.
His nickname is the Line Crosser. Alright, next matchup.
Anti matchup of the week.
No, Team Chuck Norris versus I'm Not a Racist.
Oh.
Chuck Norris 3-4, I'm Not a Racist 4-3. Norris doing well lately.
I give this one to Chuck Norris.
Yeah, I think he's gonna get it this week. We'll see.
I'd give it to Chuck.
And he has all of his players.
Oh, give it to Chuck.
I would give it to Chuck. No. Yeah.
I know you would. Bend over and give it to him. Clown.
Take this.
Get out of here.
Take this. Alright, what's the last matchup? What's the one you want to talk about, Mater?
Rough Riders versus Trash Homies.
Oh yeah. This is
Trash Homie has been sending me insulting offers. He's been offering me Andrew Luck and Nate Washington for Marcus Colston.
You're not doing that?
I'm not an idiot.
You didn't do that?
Are you sure about that?
I would have taken that in a heartbeat. You have a proven track record this year of doing terrible trades. And the time that you should do the trade, you're not.
No, I have a track record this year of making half good, half fantastic trades and half retarded trades. Straight up retarded.
Yeah, last week proved that.
Yep. Like right out of the frying pan, straight into the fire.
Was that your comeback?
Oh, was even funnier about that?
That was your comeback? Just like, yep.
No, you're right. I'm retarded. I'm an idiot.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't get on anything.
I've been stressed out this year. I haven't been able to give fantasy the time it rightly deserves.
Which is not a lot.
I gotta think about my actual future.
No,
I gotta think about like actual college.
Yes, he's busy.
Yeah, he's gonna go to art school.
Whoa, the Mater's telling you that he's busy.
He's pulling the busy card on us. We accidentally invited you to the Skype call.
See, didn't I tell you? Him and Pantera are brothers.
You and your brother go play.
We're not brothers. Okay. Pantera's busy sitting with his thumb up his asshole playing Diablo 3.
Going click, 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 click. We don't want to know about the thumbs and the asshole. Yeah. How would you know about
what
that?
What games are you having for dinner, Tomato? You're going to snack on some Final Fantasy later.
My secret's been revealed. Wow. The reason I have such a fat Steam account is to feed my hunger for games.
Alright, the Rough Riders got this in the bag. I mean, Straight Trash Homie, you had a couple good wins. Good for you.
You have Daniel Thomas.
What are you talking about? Daniel Thomas.
This is your bye week. All of your players are on bye.
Stop.
All of them.
Stop.
Arian Foster, who has been carrying your team.
Wow. Really? Wow.
Do not tell me you could have won any of these games without Foster.
I will win this matchup without Foster. And next week, you can apologize to me.
I will make a cash bet.
A cash?
Cash bet.
Straight. Cash bet. That cash you will bet. Lose this matchup.
Okay.
I will send you 10 cash? PayPal dollars.
Cash?
PayPal dollars.
PayPal dollars?
The hell are PayPal cash? Dollars? You mean you'll send him $10 over PayPal?
With I don't Monopoly want space money. Bucks.
Yeah, you might as well send Canada currency.
Ouch. Our dollar's worth more than yours.
Canada has one of the most stable currencies in the world right now. Please, the euro's tanking, the dollar's tanking, Asian currencies are starting to tank. It's retarded. No, but I will bet you $10 over, via PayPal that you will lose this matchup, E. Diddy.
Betting is not allowed. Yes, we do not condone.
Well, we just won't tell the league.
Yeah, don't tell the commish.
As long as nobody snitches, we'll be fine. Yeah. Wait!
Oh wow, yeah, you want me to make a deal with the snitch? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Wow.
Yeah, snitch over there.
Yeah, get out of here. You're right, get out of here. Alright, let's talk about the power rankings. We gotta wrap this up, because I got things to do.
You've got things to do.
Wait, I didn't ask to be a part of this podcast today, okay? You guys were just online, and I accidentally clicked you. I'm a busy guy. I accidentally answered.
You did it. You made the call.
Wow. I might.
You
play
made
Diablo
the call. Later. You added every single one of these people.
I might want to play Diablo.
Hold on. No, he didn't make this call. I did.
Franchise accidentally clicked on me.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to call you. I want you here? Out of here.
All right, so let's talk about the power rankings. Let's talk about two teams in particular. The Bums, which are still ranked number one, when they were exposed, as a fraud they are, two straight weeks, sub-70-point performances, losing their best running back, and the Rough Riders still at A, making great trade after great trade, upgrading at every position, exposing the undefeated Bums. Makes no sense to me.
Well, you did make great trade, or one great trade. And then you gave away Optimus Prime. And then you gave away Freddy Krueger.
Wow.
You're just giving away all these great players
you
got.
No, me and Canada talked about this. That was a mercy trade. EDD knew he would be too powerful.
I agree.
It's like the One Ring. You have to throw the One Ring into the fire.
He felt guilty.
And sometimes Smeagol has to fall in with it.
Wow, he's calling you Smeagol.
Yeah, am I Smeagol in this situation?
No, EDD Team Canada is Smeagol.
Whoa.
EDD, are Sauron in this analogy.
Who the hell are all these people?
Nobody knows. Go eat another game.
Sauron and Smeagol and...
They're from Diablo 3.
I'll ask Pantera then.
Yeah. Okay. Everything else, there wasn't much of a change through the other teams. Chuck Norris took a big leap forward.
I had to put Chuck... You would have moved up, but Chuck Norris outplayed you. I had to move them ahead of you.
Oh, come on. But he had a fluky performance. CJ2K only does that once every 4 weeks. I mean, come on.
No, he's back.
He's not back.
He's back.
He's back.
The only thing I find wrong with it is that I'm leading Team Bowser.
Yeah.
Team Bowser should be beneath me.
Yeah, I don't understand Team Bowser being up at number 2. And I don't understand Straight Trash Homie being at 4 still.
He just had a bad week. They ran into CJ2K.
Actually, I don't understand why T-Piss Bros doesn't get the kind of content.
He doesn't set his lineup.
He doesn't set his lineup. John McClane doesn't set his.
You don't have anything to say about somebody who doesn't show up.
Wow.
He thinks he's Allen Iverson. Practice.
There was a poll in this power ranking. The playoffs started today. Which one of these frauds took a legit team spot? And it's a 3-way tie.
Update your calendar right now.
Calendar.
Yeah, I'm updating my calendar. All right.
How about web browser?
Okay. Oh, now there's a clear favorite.
There's a clear favorite. It's a 3-way tie between the Bums franchise and I'm Not a Racist. Well, let's be honest here. Everyone knows that those two votes for the Rough Riders are troll votes, so I can't count.
That's why you always have to make a category for the trolls.
Why is there an asterisk after my name? Really?
Because that's you.
That means you voted for yourself.
Yeah.
I didn't vote for myself.
Franchise. Oh, you voted for yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, that is classic franchise right there. Classic franchise. Okay,
I still
guys.
Say I should be
guys,
number 2.
Let's do the pickups real fast because I'm a busy guy, okay? I got things to do. Alright, so the first matchup is Miami Dolphins at the New York Jets. Jets minus 2.5, McClane. This is an easy one.
Well, wait a minute. We didn't talk about last week.
What do you mean
who did the best and all that?
Oh, yeah. I have it up here right now. Who did the best? Oh, E. Diddy and Bourne did great last week. Both of us got 3 out of 4. Ron Bro, 2 out of 4. Not bad. Tomato, 2 out of 4. Butters, you know, pulling up a 0, which is great because he kind of cheated in the beginning. And then...
What about this Iron Lung?
This Iron Lung, still can't figure it out. Maybe the second half of the season you'll figure this thing out and get him filled in. And who got the most?
John McClane, 420. So another 4 out of 4 week.
Wow. Really?
That's pretty good.
It's alright.
Four out of four. Isn't that like perfect?
Blind squirrel nut situation.
Yes, within our microcosm of games, you were perfect.
That's a blind squirrel nut situation. That's all
bad. Blind squirrel 2 weeks in a row.
Yep. Really lucky
who's
squirrel.
The leader right now?
It's a really lucky squirrel. Who would be the leader? I think Tomato would be the leader right now.
Tomato would have 16.
Yep. And you would have
15. Butters would have 12.
Yep. So Tomato's got,
yeah. So I'm still ahead by 1 point.
By 1 point. 1 game. Alright, so
game.
This week's matchup, listen up. Ooh, I new one. Seattle Seahawks at the Detroit Lions. Detroit minus 2.5.
I give
Seahawks.
Detroit.
Seahawks. McClain?
Seahawks.
Seahawks? Really?
Yeah.
At Detroit? Wow.
Oh, at
Seahawks
Detroit?
Are gonna play, it's gonna be another 9-6 game for the Seahawks.
At Detroit.
At Detroit. Oh! I don't know, we do have to factor in...
What's the spread?
Minus 2.5.
Detroit.
Alright, I'm gonna go Detroit.
Yeah, that's easy.
To lose by only two. Or wait, no.
What?
Win by one.
You are taking Detroit then.
No, wait. Whatever, I'm just picking Detroit.
Alright, we're moving on. Moving on. Next one. The, what was it? The Miami Dolphins at the New York Jets. The Jets minus 2.5. This is another, it's Jets all the way. Jets covered
J-E-T-S
last week.
J-E-T-S.
And they're gonna cover Dolphins. This week. Who do you got?
Where's the game played?
At Jets.
It's at the Jets.
Jets.
Actually, I'm gonna go Dolphins.
Wow. Proving that you want to lose the plane?
I do.
I think I'm gonna go Dolphins. Maybe.
Maybe.
Hold on.
McClain, what was your first pick? It was the Lions, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Quit, I'm gonna go Jets.
Quit looking these up on your super secret cheat site, okay?
You mean ESPN?
Stop.
Stop. Girl, I'm gonna go Jets.
Alright, Jets. Franchise? Jets? Jets. Alright, that was my franchise right there.
Ow.
next matchup. The Dirty Birds at the Stain of the NFL. The Stain of the NFL minus 2.5.
They're not playing Detroit this week.
Wait, is this the Dirty Birds versus...
The other Dirty Birds.
The Dirty Birds.
Yeah, the Dirty
this
Birds.
This is the Dirty Underwear.
At the Dirty
oh,
Underwear.
Oh, it's because the Dirty Birds are on bye week this week,
dirty
right?
Dirty Bird at the Dirty Underwear. Dirty Underwear minus 2.5. Wow, this is easy. Falcons.
So Eagles.
Falcons at Eagles. Eagles minus 2.5.
Eagles.
If you don't pick Falcons, you're insane.
Yeah,
you Eagles.
Insane. Eagles. They're no, playing Falcons. Up I'm picking Eagles. The Falcons. Franchise got
Falcons.
They're Canada. Playing at the link. Eagles.
What Falcon. Does that even mean?
Nothing. It means nothing.
Link. Lincoln Financial Stadium. Do you watch sports at all? Get the nope. fuck out of here.
That's your stadium.
McLean, your cheat, what does your cheat site say?
I want to go Eagles.
Don't.
But
you know yeah, that's wrong.
But I know that's wrong.
6-0. 6-0.
This is my so, pick where he's gonna get
my in. Cheat site says Falcons.
Okay. Last matchup, just so I can watch it. Sunday night.
My
game.
My cheat side is Footballix.
Footballix.com.
Yes.
Oh God.
Cheat. Or last matchup: New Orleans Saints at the Denver Broncos. Broncos minus 6.5.
Wow,
really? No, the Broncos are going to win this. I got the Broncos. Stop.
Yeah, but are the Broncos going to win by 6.5?
No, they're minus 6.5. Oh, you're right.
The Broncos are going to oh. win. I keep that down.
No, yeah. No, they're going to win. They're going to win. I got them up. Yeah, they're going to win by more than 6.
It's going to be the Saints. The Broncos are going to win, no doubt about it. But the Saints are going to make it close.
Going to cover?
It's got to be close.
All right, cheat site. What's your cheat site say?
The Saints are getting their head coach back. Or their interim. Their real interim coach. Because they had an interim to the interim.
Because didn't the interim get hurt?
No.
The real interim was suspended only 6 games.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right, because he got...
He was the assistant head coach. Don't you read? Shut up, clown.
So I have the same.
Ivory books.
Assistant to the interim.
You should read more sporting news, and maybe you would be winning right now.
Stop eating
I'm so busy.
And reading news.
I didn't ask you if you were busy. You sit in front of the computer all day.
Eating games.
Eating games, you can pop on a web browser and look on the ESPN and it'll tell you everything you need to know. Stop eating games.
It's bad for your health and your football knowledge. Alright, yeah. Everyone pick a pick. Canada, Saints, Broncos?
Broncos.
Broncos. Franchise?
Already said it, Broncos.
Broncos. Tomatoes?
Saints.
Wow.
Thomas is gonna get 2 touchdowns in this game.
Maybe 3. Alright, so your matchup.
Here, Thomas?
Seahawks at Lions.
No, I am. I'm gonna get 2 touchdowns in this game.
Dolphins at Jets, Falcons at Eagles, Saints at Broncos. We gotta end this, so somebody give us some last
Wait.
Words.
No, I got a quick question.
Question.
Oh, let's talk. I know this isn't really a baseball group.
Yeah.
But.
You should have showed up at the beginning of the
stuff.
Show.
Tigers in 5.
Tigers in 6.
Giants in 6.
Tigers.
I just want the fucking Giants to lose, cause it sucks being in the middle of Giants country and having everyone be like, OMG, I love the Giants.
Whoa, wait, what accent was that?
Whoa, no.
What accent was that?
Oh, geez.
Whoa.
JK, it's not just it's everyone. It's mainly actually white girls. It's mainly white girls who think some of the players are attractive. It's upsetting.
Actually, you do.
Stop
really,
it.
You do a really good
Stop it, white girls who I know listen to this podcast.
No,
they don't listen to this podcast.
Don't girls, all right? Leave the white girls alone. Don't be mad because they don't want to come date you.
Where are my white girls at?
And I can make my soul pop. Real with me riding to the motor stop. I got this straight living out of soap pop. I got it covered like a coke top. Okay. Always strapped when I hit the club. Give me that. Give me hooks, and since I'm paid, Zaginti mugging me, you know I'm mugging back. Zaginti mugging me, you know I'm always strapped when I hit the club. Give me that, give me hooks, and since I'm paid, Zaginti mugging me, you know I'm mugging back. Zaginti mugging me, they know I love them back.
Yeah, shorty, the last MOB, flying the Bugatti with tune on his head. Put the K in the car while we ride J's. Put the chip on the in the driveway. Bet the house on the youngin' and we got paid. Triple colors on the bikes and a new Mercedes. Bustin' keys on the half, how we got paid. From I-10s riding high to an open bay. Uptown made man out the hallway. Crab in the bucket, pick your shots. Make a way, make a way. I thought they knew, shorty. Like father likes. Ball till you fall, stuntin' with them paper plates. Throwing hundreds at these hoes while we eat steaks. We in the club poppin' bottles like every day. We grind for the shine, we can get big money. Got a fleet, call some chicken, we can get cake. I'm on this island with this power like Scarface. I'm in the Apollo, drop top chunky. Iceman, Birdman, rockin' Red Monkey. Already, neighborhood superstar. And we gon' ball till we fall.
Always strapped. When I hit the club, give me that, give me hook, and send some pay. Zaginti mugging me, you know I'm mugging back. Zaginti mugging me, you know I'm always strapped. When I hit the club, give me that, give me hook, and send some pay. Zaginti mugging me, you know I'm mugging back. Zaginti mugging me, they know I love them back.